The question before Supreme Court justices, how does Wisconsin reconcile its four-year-old constitutional amendment protecting the people's right to possess and carry arms with a law on the books prohibiting carrying concealed weapons? Lawyers arguing the concealed carry law is unconstitutional put it bluntly. First, Chris Trepetosky.
There is a risk that you arm society. I really do believe that that's the case. But the solution to that problem is not to squeeze the life out of the constitutional amendment.
Attorney Michael Gould.
If you confer a right on someone, they have to be able to exercise it.
In Trepetosky's case before the court, his client, an inner-city Milwaukee shopkeeper in a high-crime area, was charged with carrying a concealed weapon. Prosecutors charged the store owner because he had a gun in his pocket. The store owner says at the time police came in, he was on his way to locking the gun away for the night, a gun he kept under the counter to protect himself and his family. Under Wisconsin law, it would have been legal for the store owner to have his gun in plain sight, say, on the counter. The shopkeeper's lawyer, Chris Trepetosky, tried to point out what he says is the reality of the Supreme Court affirming that.
Every criminal knows, because the Supreme Court said so, that the only way there can be a gun in this store is if you see it. If you don't see a gun, this store is free reign. Go in and get them. Not only that, if you have somebody carrying a gun on a holster, what do you think happens? That person gets shot.
Several times, justices hearing the cases called the situation absurd because it's legal to carry a gun in a holster down any main street as long as it's outside your coat. It's legal to have a gun for protection at home and within reach as long as it's sitting out in plain view. Justice David Prosser.
I'm very troubled by the proposition that the law, the statute, irrespective of the Constitution, must be interpreted as saying that you cannot keep a gun in your own home unless it is sort of publicly displayed. This is so patently absurd.
Strictly under the concealed carry gun law in Wisconsin, even guns in a locked safe could be illegal. Attorney Michael Gould.
Since 1998, the people have, in theory, had the right to carry arms for self-defense. And there are many people who would like to avail themselves of that right, but who are undoubtedly afraid to do so because of this law.
Assistant Attorney General Jeffrey Castle says Wisconsin's concealed carry law is not unconstitutional, but it may not be perfect either.
One of the things everybody hopes that will come out of this case is a clear statement by the court about the relationship between the constitutional amendment and the concealed weapons statute. Our position has been that the concealed weapons statute is valid.
Castle says it's up to the legislature to set clear standards for who can carry a concealed weapon. Attorney Trepetosky says the first choice is to have the high court declare the concealed carry law unconstitutional. The second choice, he says, would be to have juries decide whether a defendant had good reason, like self-defense, to carry a concealed weapon. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.